Hello, welcome back. Hard to believe that we're already at our closing and final chapter of our brand new You program. Thank you for all the time, energy, love you have put into your exploration and into your branding discovery, into really this process of coming back to you. I hope it has been fruitful. I look forward to hearing your stories, your insights, and really your transformation. So the best is yet to come. Now that the hard work is done, we get to go out into the world and actually experience the difference, feel the difference. So what I was hoping to do today is to share a couple of more practices, suggestions, recommendations, just really give you a smorgasbord of options and just start picking and choosing which are the ones that you want to try on, what are some exercises you want to do at a later point, what are some ways of thinking that you just want to jot down that would be meaningful for you to revisit from time to time. So that's really my hope. And then send you on your way, actually bringing brand new you out into the world. So before we get started, as always, let's just take a couple of minutes to come together and center and focus. So just drop if anything's in your hand, get comfy in your seat, gently close your eyes. That might help just really more quickly come into the present moment. Start hearing your breath. A couple of loud sighs. Maybe cranking your neck from left to right. Up and down. Wiggle your shoulders a little bit. Just get them off of your ears and back in alignment with your spine. Plant your feet on the ground. Actually feel the soles of your feet touching the shoe, which is touching the earth. Just feel that weight. Get really present. Sometimes feeling a physical sensation helps us get out of our head and really into our body. A couple of deep breaths. Breathe into any areas of tension in your body, in your mind. One of my meditation teachers, for those of us who had a hard time focusing and getting present, myself included, taught us when you breathe in, say the word let to yourself. And when you breathe out, say the word go. So breathe in, let. And then when you breathe out, go. So all of a sudden you've got this beautiful cascade and rhythm of let go, let go. It's been a beautiful tool that I use a lot in my life. So for what it's worth, I hope you can just kind of tuck it in your back pocket as a valuable mindfulness and centering practice. And you can do that, I mean, in an elevator for 2 seconds, just a couple of let go breaths, and here you are. You're back to where you are. So take a couple of those let go breaths at your own pace. And what I want to do today is one of my favorite practices. I want to celebrate gratitude. And I want to honor gratitude, and I want to make it a practice with you rather than just let's talk about gratitude. So just bring into your mind, into your consciousness, into your heart, what are a couple of things that you're grateful for right now? And once you've gone through your health, your family, your job, your home, your finances, once you've gotten through sort of those big 10 that I think we could say we'd be grateful for at any point, I want you to get really specific. And really micro, right? Are you grateful that as you turned a corner in a busy city today, you had sort of a beam of sunlight shine on your face and it warmed you up for a second? Are you grateful that the train door opened just as you needed it to and it closed just as you needed it to? Are you grateful for a delicious meal that you shared with a friend? perhaps for this time that you're taking for yourself, really carving out an hour or more each week to be present with me, to be learning, to be going back to yourself. As tiny or as big as you want to make it, but something today, something that is relevant, that is recent, once you've gone, you know, past the big 5, 10 things. And just sit and ask yourself, why am I grateful for that thing? What did that add to my life today? Joy, simplicity, ease, humor, confidence, peace of mind. And just feel that energy, that thing that it gave you, right? So it gave you feelings of whatever came up for you, peace, joy. Just feel it. Feel peace in your body when you think about that thing that you're grateful for. Feel joy in your body. Feel humor. So this is the stuff that leadership is made of, right? It's not about these grand moments. It's not about the big speech. It's not about visibility, and all that stuff happens, but it's these quiet moments of centering, of gratitude, of acknowledging what a feeling actually feels like and putting a name to it and a word to it. That's what allows personal leadership to take shape and to take hold and for a brand to start coming alive. Because when you slow down to speed up, all of a sudden, you're back in control, but in the good essence of control, not in the panic scarcity essence of control. All of a sudden, you're choosing. All of a sudden, you're the leader of the story. All of a sudden, you're driving. You're not just along for the ride. All these things happen when you have the courage to just pause, whatever that looks like for you, whether it's a gratitude practice, whether it's making sure you get time at the gym every day, whether it's taking your dog out for a walk, whether it's sitting and meditating. Doesn't matter what the thing is. It's that you have something that slows you down to then be able to speed that much more and be that much more present, efficient, effective in the work that you do at home and on the job. So just take a few more moments. Your eyes closed, just breathing in gratitude for all that we've experienced together, for all that you have yet to experience, for the way your brand is taking shape and forming new opportunities and new beginnings and new chapters for you. And when you're ready, just gently open your eyes, come back to the room, come back to me. Jot down in your journal if there's anything that came up, anything that popped in your mind, anything you want to remember. Just take a second to jot that down. So a couple of things I want to share with you. First is, please don't underestimate the depth of the work that you have done over the past several weeks. Like I said to you on our first call together, with this work, nothing may change, but everything is different. And I hope that you're starting to actively experience that in your life, whether it's I'm a little bit calmer, I'm a little less stressed, I feel like I know how to navigate a few different personalities more effectively, I know how to interview better. I mean, I've heard from soup to nuts the outputs of this work, and it continues to blow my mind. But don't forget, there's subtlety and there's nuance in the transformation, and sometimes there's boldness in the transformation. So just be open, but remember how much work you have done and celebrate that. So in the spirit of that, I ask you to do this work regularly. All right, there's a bunch of different ways, right? One way is just keep listening to the version of the audio right? Or to the segment of the audio that was meaningful for you. Go back and do the values exercise. Go back and relook at your strengths. Go and recraft your branding statement. Get through that thought, feeling, action model. If you're feeling like your imposter is creeping up for some reason, just continue to do the work. And I would rather you do this work 5 minutes a day than for 3 hours once a month. Because it's, you start habituating it. Remember, we're breaking down old mental models to recreate new habits, new patterns, things that serve you rather than stand in your way. So can you create the energy of consistency, of contribution, of honoring the change that you want to see in yourself? So some type of regularity, that might be that you grab your journal and you set your alarm every day for 90 seconds and you just brain dump. Whatever's in your mind, you put it on paper and then you revisit it. That's okay. That's wonderful. What a beautiful practice. It might be that before you go to bed at night, you say 5 things that were amazing that day that you're grateful for. It might be that you want to take all your learnings and start teaching other people or bring a group of people together to do a workshop. Fantastic. You know where to find me. All right, so keep this work alive. That's my first ask of you. My second ask is, in order to keep it alive, you have to put some dates on the calendar. Right? This isn't just a, oh, yes, when I have time. Oh, when I'm back on vacation. Oh, when I'm on vacation. I've heard it too many times and I don't trust it. So tough love, get your calendar out and just put it in. Every third Friday of the month, I'm going to take myself out for a coffee from 4 to 5 p.m. Great, put it in the calendar. Make it as non-negotiable as a doctor's appointment. And just see, just test it out. Do it for 5 months, and if it doesn't help you in any way, take it off. But I can almost guarantee it's going to make a really big difference. All right? Next, I want you to reach out. If you need coaching support, okay, if you need a thought partner, and I know many of you are already working with one of our coaches at Paradox, right? But if you aren't, and you need someone to help you get from A to Z, to be able to make this stuff tangible, to help you with your branding statement, to help you make the job transition, to help you articulate how to have a difficult conversation with your boss, if you need that support, you know where to find us, all right? theparadoxofleadership.com, Valia, V-A-L-I-A, at theparadoxofleadership.com. Email me. Let's set you up with a coach. Let's get you a couple of sessions or a branding program that will help you get from A to Z, right? I have plenty of clients who need accountability once a week because without that, it does not stick. I've got other people who I see once every 2 months because that's enough, right? They just need that, just knowing that I'm going to be seeing them that time of the month or that quarter is all they need. So just be really honest with yourself. What type of support do I need? What type of coaching and guidance? There's nothing wrong with that. If anything, that is what leadership is about. Acknowledging who is going to be your trusted advisor, who is going to be your team of advisors, your board of advisors. Which brings me to my next point. You need your own board of advisors. Right? Who are going to be the people that when stuff gets tough, when you're confused, when you want to kind of pressure test something, when you don't know how to make a decision, who are going to be those people that you trust, that you know no matter what, they've got your back, or they're willing to give you tough love, or they're willing to show you what you might not want to see, or to celebrate what's really working that you're not seeing? As I mentioned several times in this program, there's going to be people who leave your life after this. And I don't mean it in a dramatic way. I just mean it's going to fizzle out. A lot of relationships will fizzle because you are stepping into your power. You are getting bigger and bolder, and that is going to be scary for people. And it's okay. It's okay. But we also need to be cognizant, right? That don't be nervous, because as it happens, just allow it. Allow it, let it flow. It's all good. All right. And who's going to be on that board? Think about an actual board of advisors, right? You might have somebody senior, you might have some colleagues, you might have some old colleagues, some friends. Who are those trusted people? I personally, I work with 3 different coaches one for my business dimension, one for my personal dimension, one for my spiritual dimension. I love having my board of advisors. It's your people. It's your tribe. When you think you're crazy and you go out to those people, you come back to center. So whether it's this program, whatever it might be for you, make sure you've got something. The next thing, I want to give you some of my favorite self-coaching questions, right? So this is when I get into a funk, right? And all of a sudden I'm like, wait, what? This is confusing. This isn't good. I'm not happy. I'm frustrated. I'm sad, right? I just start asking myself, because I know, right? I'm in this work, so I know most often and more often than not, there's going to be something in my thought pattern that went awry. There's going to be some old habit that creeped in. There's going to be some discomfort that triggered me. And now, whoops, I'm back into my old imposter syndrome. I'm back to the nice girl. I'm back to the people pleaser. I'm back to the perfectionist. It's okay. That's why we named it. Remember when we named our thought pattern? We named it so that we would be objective and say, oh, hi, Bob. Here you are again. No problem. I got you. Thanks for reminding me that I got off center. So a couple of questions to consider asking yourself. What's my story? Right? What's the story that I'm telling myself about this situation? What's going on? What's actually going on? Sometimes I ask myself, what's standing in the way? Because I'll be honest, right? Is it myself? Is it this person? Is it this situation? Is it an external thing that I can change? Right? What's actually standing in the way? Then I ask, what do I need to own? What is my garbage that I need to take responsibility for? And then you can ask yourself, what's their garbage? What do they need to take responsibility for if there's another person involved? Ask yourself, what does alignment look like? Not agreement. You don't need agreement from people, right? There's a big nuance. There's a big difference. There's a training for another time, right? But what does alignment look like? How do you get to the root of what's actually going on and build some type of common language or common experience? What can I learn from this? Or what am I meant to learn from this? Very powerful question. Sometimes I ask, and this is a big scary one, why did I create this? Why did I create this? That's a biggie. I'm a firm believer that we create whatever experiences we need to learn the tough lessons that we need to break through to the next level of our brand, to the next level of our impact. So ask yourself, that is a scary question. Why on earth did I create this? What am I meant to learn from what I just created? That question alone has changed entire dynamics between me, clients, opportunities. Very powerful. If it's with another person, ask yourself, what does this look like from their point of view? What is their story? Put their hat on and actually talk or write as if you were them. What would they say? It'll help you. I mean, that's why in, you know, coaching and the training programs that I run, we often do reverse role plays where you get to play the other person so you can actually feel what they are thinking when you're in their brain, when you're in that mindset. Sometimes I ask myself counterintuitive questions. What haven't I tried? What am I not thinking? What's a possibility that I've shut down that I can reopen? Right, asking yourself those kind of reverse backdoor questions sometimes helps take the stress off when you ask the big scary question and allows you to answer it in a much simpler way. And then just an oldie but a goodie, when you ask yourself, what's really going on here? By the way, that's very powerful too for spouses, for friends, for colleagues, clients. What's really going on here? Because we can all day long talk about the surface, right? What we think is going on, we're reacting to people's behaviors and their actions and onwards. But what's really going on? What's under the surface? What's under that iceberg? So I hope those help. Just a couple of coaching questions I go back to in my inventory all the time, right? And sometimes fun and lighthearted ones too, right? You can ask, yeah, why did I create this? And it could be a really funny example that you want to be doing more of. Or, hey, what did I just learn from that? How can I apply what I just learned to tomorrow's meeting or to tomorrow's presentation or to tomorrow's interview? All right. So next tip, next thing I want you to do. Find partners for accountability. So beyond your board of advisors, you want to start talking about what you're doing here. Start sharing your brand with those people that you really trust. Hey, I want to change perceptions from this to this. I've changed it internally, but I really want to do it externally. I want you to hold me accountable. Next time I complain, or next time I tell you something about my boss, or next time I am not sure, this is what I'm committed to. Share. Be vulnerable. Connect with that power of you. That vulnerability transforms. All right? Next tip, I really want you investing in that personal mantra. You have used it now for a couple of weeks, so test it out. Is it still the one? Does it need to evolve? Do you need to wordsmith it? What is that personal mantra that will get you out of any thought pattern? I promise you, out of any thought pattern, it brings you right back to center, to what is non-negotiably you if I were to strip everything else away. It's the truth of you. Go back to your personal mission statement. If you didn't create it, right, in our foundation two, go back to that and create it now. What is that personal philosophy, that personal mission statement? What do you stand for right now? For some of you, it'll be really clear. It'll come out in 5 minutes. For others, you might struggle for a couple of weekends, actually, shaping it, molding it. That's okay. It's great. Whatever it is, right? But putting pen to paper and saying, this is my mission statement. These are words I live by. This is my philosophy. Wow, we will drown out so much noise that doesn't belong. Gratitude practice. We did a tiny exercise today. Just consider, what would some type of mindfulness, centering, grounding exercise look like for you? I do not allow any of my clients to walk away from our coaching without having some type of commitment to a mindfulness, grounding practice. Whatever that is, just define it for yourself. Forget research and how many studies have been done on mindfulness. The companies, yoga rooms, meditation rooms, meditation before meetings. The things I'm seeing just blows my mind away. But for you, why does it matter? Less stress, more presence, better decision, more clarity in your brain, more space between thoughts, better sleep at night, better energy throughout the day. The list goes on and on. I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir, right? You're here for a reason. You know that we believe philosophically that this stuff matters. And finally, I want you to start managing your energy and not your time. I can't tell you how many people, when I ask them, what are the two or three things you want out of this coaching experience? And they're going to say, oh, my time. I'm so stressed. I just have no time. I need to better manage my time. So that's a waste of time to start managing your time. All right. Tough love, but it's a waste of time because there's never going to be enough of it. You're trying to manage a depleting resource, which is causing you stress, which is causing you more stress because the thing is depleting at an ever-increasing rate. Instead, start trying to manage your energy. Actually, I'd like you to start leading your energy, but we'll start with managing it. Start managing your energy. What does that mean? It means you start tapping into things that matter to you. It means you take out that moment for centering. It means you take out those 2 minutes that you do something that's really energizing to then go back into the work and do it that much more effectively and efficiently. It means that if you have a passion strength in terms of how you work and you are not using that passion strength every single moment, you need to figure out how to bring that passion strength into how you are working in your organization, because that's going to give you energy. A simple tool, start making an energy list. A plus on one side, a minus on the other, and go about the world for 10 days. Write down everything that energizes you. It could be a song, a person, an insight, a conversation, something you did at work, something you ate, whatever. What energizes you, and jot that down. And then on the flip side, what depletes you? Every time I'm with that person, or every time I do that chore, or every time, that meeting happens at work, my goodness, I feel like I'm sleepy. I feel depleted. I feel exhausted. Just start noting, what are your energizers and what are your depleters? Then all of a sudden you'll start seeing themes. Oh, wow. I didn't realize that every time I do that, it really makes me bright. And then it's just a matter of, okay, now put your rational planning hat back on and start incorporating more moments of that energy throughout your day. Slowing down to speed up. Okay, no more multitasking. This is about presence. Managing energy is about presence and doing what is in front of you. Not being in one place and thinking about the other with remorse or with anticipation. Keep your journal going. All right, keep these thoughts, keep it alive. Keep inspiring yourself. Keep writing down what the struggles are, what has worked, what you broke through, what you didn't, what were you surprised that you broke through? What you forgot about, what you remembered, right? These are the moments that when you go back to them several months from now, you will see how much traction, you will see the brand to life rather than just thinking about the brand. So I hope that that helps give you quite a few options of ways to sustain this momentum, of ways to continue your exploration, of ways to go back to excavation, foundation, redoing the exercises that we found together, re-looking at some of the insights that you had, and just celebrating, right? Celebrating all that has come from this program and from our work together. So as we wind down, I just want to thank you deeply, a real heartfelt thank you for taking this journey with me, for allowing yourself to go to uncomfortable places, for sitting through the pain of excavation and then having the courage to really set your new foundation and articulate these are the qualities and the non-negotiables of my brand, and now starting to live those choices, right? Now being in the transformation and having the courage to say yes or no to what you have articulated is most meaningful and most important to you. My vision and my mission, right, is to help truly help you lead your most inspired life, because I know that the bigger, bolder, the best version of you out there is going to have a ripple effect to every life that you touch. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I work with organizations, primarily because I just think there's a lot of pain. There's a lot of pain in corporate America. And when we start shifting the mindset of one leader, all of a sudden we're impacting the dozens or hundreds or thousands of people that are impacted by that leader and by their decisions and by their choices and by how they run meetings. Right, very practical things, but also really deep and important things. So this is just an invitation. I feel this program is just a beginning to the continued discovery of you, right? To the continued journey back to yourself, self-discovery, self-mastery, branding only as our vehicle towards that. And I hope you continue to revisit everything we've learned together. I hope that you stay in touch. I hope that you take advantage of our coaching offerings, of our private programs, of our public workshops, and also of just staying connected with us, right? Staying connected as part of the Paradox community. So I invite you, again, our website, you know where to find us, theparadoxofleadership.com. If you want to email me directly, it's Valia, V-A-L-I-A, at theparadoxofleadership.com. So the door is always open. The invitation is always there. And in closing, I wanted to read for you one of my favorite quotes. This is by Marianne Williamson. Some of you might be familiar, some of you not. To me, it speaks to the heart and soul of why branding matters on multiple dimensions. So she says, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It's our light, not our darkness, that frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. As we are liberated from our own fear, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. Our presence automatically liberates others." So that, my friends, is my invitation to you to continue having your light shine as bright as you want it to be shining, to live that big and bold life, whatever that means for you. There's no judgment, right? Just going in it with curiosity, with openness, with vulnerability, that this is your one magical, wonderful life. And I hope that you allow the brand and everything you've discovered and learned and articulated in this program to be the vehicle that allows that to come out into everything that you do in the world and to all the impact you're going to have. So thank you for your love, for your time, for your energy, and I look very much forward to our paths crossing again. This concludes the Brand New You program. Thank you so much.